But there had also been the serious hours when they each had to call their children and tell them they had decided not to move. Nettie would never forget Rosemary's reaction.
Why are you saying this? Are you sick? What's wrong?
Rosemary's voice, high-pitched, screeched across the wires. Nettie tried to calm her down.
Dear, listen to me. I'm fine. I've simply fallen in love with a wonderful man.
Who? Who are you talking about? This is crazy, Mom!
Then David had come on the line. Rock solid David. David listened calmly to Nettie's explanation. In the background, she could hear Rosemary crying and David whispering. She could see the surprise on their faces. Hugh McMillian has a lady friend, and it's serious. Nettie found those sentiments and happiness for Hugh in the surprised faces, and more joy filled her heart.
You have very nice friends,
Nettie told him back in the warmth of the car.
Do you miss being a policeman, Hugh? You have filled the emptiness in my life too, my darling,
she said softly. He took her gloved hand, raised it to his lips, and kissed it.
Better watch the road, Hugh McMillan, or we'll end up in a ditch.
Hugh laughed, but didn't let go of her hand. She didn't want him to let go either.
As if we had always been together like this,
Nettie thought.
A family.